What's the proper pronunciation of that website?
淘宝。淘 is
dig.
Bid.
Dig.
The bid. Dig. No, it's the bid.
Dig.
It's dig.
Dig.
Yeah. 淘, yeah. Dig.
So you dig the gold. You dig the treasure.
It makes no sense.
Oh, no, like a, you found the treasure, kind
yeah.
of. Like the gold at the end of a rainbow, kind of.
It's yeah, like treasure yeah. hunts, but it's, yeah, you are
like
buying
a,
it.
Oh,
like
you're hunting for bargains.
There.
Yeah.
Let me have a guess. The audience, 90% of them probably have heard of Taobao.
No.
No.
But then, if not, they have heard of Alibaba.
Yes, they have heard of Alibaba.
Yeah, but Alibaba is very
trained.
Alibaba owns Taobao.
Yeah.
And then if you know Alibaba, you know Jack Ma.
Yes.
They started Alibaba first as a B2B platform.
Yeah.
And yes, then they started Taobao because they found out all the small businesses, they want to directly communicate and sell things to customers
mm-hmm.
as well. Not only just to business, they also want to sell it to customers.
Right.
That's why they started Taobao. And the aim is, at least that's how they say it, is to help all the small business to succeed.
Succeed and grow.
To succeed
okay.
and grow.
Okay, so what do they actually sell on it? Everything.
Everything.
Well, think about it. Right, China is the number one place for...
selling everything.
Manufacturing.
Manufacturing, yeah.
Yeah, so... It differs from, you can't compare it to Amazon.
Or eBay?
No, I can compare it to eBay.
Yeah.
Because eBay, I'll go Amazon. You can't compare it to Amazon because Amazon is consumer but finished products, right? But Taobao, you can literally buy anything.
Even parts.
Even parts,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Right.
Or eBay, there's more restriction.
Yeah, eBay has a lot of restriction on eBay. I noticed
but
that.
But with Taobao,
maybe.
It's been being in China, it seems to be.
Yeah.
Free market, really.
The reason why I said I can compare it to eBay is because a big percentage of
yeah.
the stuff on eBay is actually sold by Taobao custom manufacturers.
Yeah.
Because Taobao is Chinese only.
Mm.
But if you dig in Taobao, you're gonna get some weird stuff in it.
You wouldn't think of.
Yeah, there was a news article I think about a year back. There were brides on there. You can buy brides. And then I think there's still a section on there where like 18-year-old girls, they sell their services and models on there.
Or
dating.
Or daily rentals of
yes.
Taking yourself boyfriends or girlfriends
yes,
to your parents.
So it's weird stuff on there, I tell you that now.
It does sell service. And it's a good platform to sell service. But I think the bride and then the boyfriend
rental.
Boyfriend rental for Chinese New Year or that. It's just Chinese people humor, really.
So it's
No. The photography, the modeling was real.
I mean,
it's still there.
Yeah, that service, yes. But then...
But actually, nobody actually buys...
I mean, the buy bride or like rent boyfriend, it's like joke.
It's like having loads of stuff on eBay or Amazon.
I wouldn't
where...
think that's a joke.
It is a joke.
If you think about it, there's actually RussianBrides.com. It's
yeah.
real.
Yeah, like
it's
eBay.
It's real.
I mean, I can actually sell my house, job, person, my lifestyle on eBay, right? It could be just a gimmick. But...
Every time I open my the Taobao on my iPad, like when I'm in bed, it's like literally like the first time I ever went on eBay. It's like I'm there for hours, just typing any keyword and I'm scrolling. There's no cheese! Would you buy cheese from in China?
No, not really.
Why I searched cheese was like Hong Kong cheese, you gotta say, it's like super expensive.
Okay,
what they sell is probably the service as well. So they sell cheese, but they imported cheese from different countries. Then they sell it with a slightly higher price.
She's actually quite naive.
Because Taobao has actually got more safety requirements than eBay itself.
They
have to be vetted.
Yeah.
Just it's exactly the same as Alibaba. The only reason Alibaba
yeah.
as a company is so successful and Jack Ma is so
rich
now is because of the accountability that they've put into
yeah.
the platform. So that is that.
They built the first credit kind of system that people actually notice and pay attention. And the, their
there was a,
income
there was a story
mostly based on their credit, like the is it how many crowns they have,
yeah.
how many stars.
So basically
they have.
Ratings on the sellers.
You do know that
yeah.
they
both side.
You do
know
that they actually use Tobo services to sell ratings. there was an actual survey within last 6 months ago. They estimated this is not. It seems low the number. 40% of stuff on Tobo is fakes. You think it's low, 40%.
Yeah.
But how many stuff they actually sell on it? It's fake. It's known to be lots of it. Actually,
or replicas
services.
Or clones
yeah.
or
you can buy Facebook clicks. Likes.
You can buy that on eBay though. You
yeah,
can
but
buy
then,
that.
But then even with Tobo, you can buy fake ratings. They give
you
fake ratings.
But
I think you should start again, man. You sound like super negative towards this. Because you have all of these things that you can buy on Tobo, you can
yeah.
buy outside as well.
There, I mean, any system, there's
yeah, exactly.
always a flaw. You know, it happens everywhere. We're just giving both sides, you know. I mean, I was going to say a story about Jack Ma was one of these guys, pioneers, that actually brought poverty lower and then actually brought the middle class up, right? Brought a lot of people out of poverty using this system, this Taobao. Because people in the villages, for example, were making carpentry tools
mm-hmm.
and tables. They didn't have a way of selling it. Now they have a way of selling it online.
Yeah, you can
and the
buy
whole business around it,
stuff now.
So businesses around it, like for example, delivery companies suddenly boomed, right? Delivery guys, and then there's like people who, the actually carpenters actually hired more people to do more, you know, craft work and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, both. There's both sides to it.
It's a platform, isn't it?
Positive.
It's a platform. What you do on the platform and the platform itself, how good the platform it is. It's the two different things. What you sell and then how good it allows you to sell, how helpful it is to help you.
In fact, myself, I've got a Core i3 laptop about 5 years ago. The screen cracked, right? And I went everywhere in Hong Kong to find a replacement. There was none. There was none, literally none. And they wanted to like, charge me $2,000 for an LCD screen on my laptop. It doesn't even worth that much. So I searched online. It wasn't Taobao back then. It was Alibaba, one of the subsidiaries anyway. Went in there. I found a laptop, a screen, perfect for my Samsung, and I ordered it.
Didn't they ship like in bulk?
No,
like
I ordered one.
Oh, right.
I ordered one, and because they couldn't deliver to a residential address, they shipped it to 7-Eleven. I picked it up from there. yeah. And the laptop
that's
screen
old style
cost...
That was like a couple of back...
Yeah, back then,
4 years
ago.
Yeah,
it's Tobo.
Yeah, he was talking about Alibaba, not Taobao.
Yeah, so that was the more... 4 or 5 years ago, that's how it... kicked off, and then Taobao kind of went off from
it's
there.
Still it back then when Taobao launched you still couldn't ship it to a home residential in Hong Kong because it's outside of China
yeah.
You still have to like 7-Elevens and OKs
yeah because they were business addresses
yeah
see?
But now they got that courier service now to figure it out to
yeah.
ship it to your house directly
yeah.
now
yeah
that's good.
So tell us, have you got a Taobao account?
I don't if I right now live in mainland China, I would have one.
Okay.
But I don't, so I don't.
How is that linked in terms of payment? Is that linked to your bank or is it...
So, why everybody is using Taobao, there's another thing attached to it, which is Alipay. Another really
payment
good
system.
Company under the Alibaba group. The payment system is very powerful right now. Just like Octopus Card, really. But then without a card. In mainland China now, you go to a bakery or you go to a supermarket and you want to pay, you just beep your phone and it's through your Alipay.
So it's like almost like a PayPal payment, right? The remote one?
It's NEC.
NEC.
So it's the app on the phone and then payment through NEC.
Mm-hmm. But you don't need a bank account as such.
You do need a bank account to top up, to link to your Alipay. But then, because you are in Hong Kong, you don't have a mainland China bank account. You you cannot do that. You have to buy coupons and then top up your account.
Okay.
But then, why everybody in mainland China is using it? Because it's so convenient. They're linked up with their bank account, so they can do whatever.
So it's like in my PayPal. If I have say $10, I want to purchase something $20.
And there's something more than just payment.
Yeah.
There's also 余额宝, which is like the change of your Alipay account.
Okay.
So when that, whatever, like you have more money, a few dollars more left, or $10 more left, and you kind of just bank it in to 余额宝. It's like the change account, and it's an investment. They actually take that money and invest it for you, and you can see every day. You can monitor how much money you have to earn. Oh, you earn $0.7 today. You earn $0.01.
So you take the loose change from your Alipay account, put it into this investment pool,
which is also run by Alibaba Group. Now you know we have 1.4 billion people in mainland China. How much percent? It's a lot of people. Yeah. I don't know the statistics.
This is the same thing. They, in China, because the monetary regulations is not as strict.
It's very...
not as strict. What I mean is they don't have as much restrictions like in the UK where everything, or US, with everything, anything to do with payment has to go through the monetary, the board to approve, Bank of England, or it would be the Federal Reserve. Everything to be approved by the top guys here. Whereas...
this is all approved. This is like the biggest company in China.
Yeah, but there's a lot of restrictions in terms of they have to go for a vote. In China, if it's working, it's secure, they say yes.
No, I think right? It's like... The way to explain it is it's a younger... It's like a startup versus a traditional company.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they haven't got all the legacy laws.
All the red tape.
Well, not the red tape, but the legacy laws that they have to go through, right?
Yeah.
Which they can't just get rid of because it'll break... some of the
bank
older companies, right?
Kind of stuff, right?
So China, because it's younger, they can make up these new rules, so they're more agile and they can move a little bit faster. That's why they've had all these micropayment systems in place.
Yeah, like, in IT industry-wise, China
think about
is
it.
Young.
Yeah. Apple, iTunes, the biggest company in the entire world in terms of value.
Yeah.
If you put $100 onto your iTunes account and you're down to 85 cents, which is not enough to buy one app, you're stuck. You can't do anything with it. You can't spend it.
Yeah.
You can't withdraw it.
Yeah.
You just have to top up. But then if you add another $100 and you spend $100, you still got the 85 cents.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't make sense. But Alipay's kind of...
Got loose change you can just put into the investment pool.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
And then you had such a great revenue. Like you gave people, because they invested well. Hence, people get money from that, right? So people started to do like, I put in not only just change now, like whatever you're left with your bank account, you just throw it in it as an investment.
Interesting. There was a story that a friend of mine told me that in China, they, you know, normally in any working environment, you have to buy insurance, right? Or the employee has to buy insurance, like NPF in Hong Kong. Employer, yeah. So in Hong Kong is the NPF, which is in the UK is National Insurance. I'm not sure what's in the US.
It's a retirement fund, not insurance.
The funds. And in China, though, you have to buy, the employer has to buy for the employee five types. Five types.
What's that translation?
Five different types of insurance and one retirement fund.
Yeah. And with that, the whether it's the investment company or the banking company, they've got so much of this fund money coming in from the employee that they are willing to invest in anything, right?
Employer and employee. So it's just like MPF, you've got a certain amount, like 5% from your company and like 5%.
Yeah, so
but it's more than that. It's more than 5%, I think.
Yeah, so you have to find five. By law, you have to get five companies, different companies, to invest in your funds. Right, and that's why you see a lot of China big corporations buying into different businesses around the world. Huge amounts of investment in Africa, just buying up businesses. They got so much funds, this money, and they don't know what to do with it. They see an interesting restaurant that could go chain, buy into it.
That's all kinds of investments.
How that works is you're gonna get say 10 investments, you're gonna have maybe 3 bad ones, 7 good ones. That's good enough. Yeah.
We got one very successful one is good enough too. Oh, you can have 9 failures and I have like 1, 2, 1.
No, they, it's all China though.
Yeah.
If laws change tomorrow, which they can do, which they will, they do.
They,
it all stops.
Yeah, you know they have the national congress.
That's the thing, and that the reason why they're successful right now is because Jack Ma's worth a lot of money. That's all it is. If I didn't have that all her money, this wouldn't even go successful. But
Jack Ma's not the only owner.
Yeah, he's like a million co-founders.
There's like those, and they're all into this philosophy.
But isn't it good though? Yeah. It's like a good ecosystem, you know, isn't it?
But then why don't they release it to the rest of the world?
It's like
it doesn't need to.
It's
stupid. That's saying I got $1 million. I got that's enough. I don't need to invest any more money.
Yeah,
money is money.
It's almost
they like got, money. They, I think they got listed in America, isn't it?
So.
That's just.
That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything.
I think they will.
Business.
They think they will expand.
It's opening the market.
I think they will expand.
It's opening the market. I mean, it's like in any business. If you could think of in the US, imagine some big company, oil company, come in and say, "Okay, I'm going to buy out." The American government is going to say no, right? It's protectionism.
I think it's a
need
lot
to protect
of
their own market, protect their own interests as well in any country. So. Like the other part about, you know, investment is the British Rail.
Huh?
Right? The high speed rail from London to Birmingham to Manchester.
Oh, yeah. that
one is the China government is pumping $30 billion.
China's number one for rail technology now.
So, you know, they're investing in everything. Yeah, crazy. But it's good though, because if you think about it, if it wasn't the Chinese consortium investing in the rail, it would have been the French. It would have been the French in the UK. But the US have their own big business. But Taobao is an amazing platform. I'm still like, you know, confused. I mean, I use Alipay, Alibaba, but never use Taobao. So it's
Eugenia knows more than us.
Yeah. So we're still working on that.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
because it only has Chinese instructions, and also if you call like the service, like customer service and everything, it's all in Chinese, so it's not very international
yet,
user and wise. So yeah, one thing about the credit system of Taobao, I saw the news, it says we can now use that, like, because you buy so many things, and then you can use that list to actually apply for visa. So it can...
Visa as in visa...
As in, like, it's a credit.
Travel visa.
Like,
credit
visa. Like, visa go to, like, different countries,
or
right?
Travel visa.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Mexico visa or China, kind of.
So it's like, oh, you've done, like, 1,000 transactions, like, blah, blah, blah.
Do you want to explain that restriction, though, on... Because I think the viewers don't understand what you mean. Because when, what's the difference between me holding a British passport and if I want to go to a different country versus someone from China who wants to go to a different country?
You can access more countries without the visa, technically. So there are countries, for example, for you to access mainland China, you need a visa, right? But then for you to access to, for example, France, and US, you might not need a visa. You don't need a visa, right? Yeah. But for me, I need visa to go to Europe, America, and many countries. But now it's getting, we are getting more like freer access. For example, we can go to like Thailand.
Singapore?
Not even Singapore, no.
Mm-hmm.
Singapore,
but like it's like it's opening up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's step by step. And now, because I just got a 10-year visa for US, so it used to be only like 2 years or 5 years, things like that. So it's opening up and it's building relationship with all the different countries. And it's for the people who have other countries' passport to go to China, I think the visa restriction is still pretty strict.
But isn't it like it's kind of an underlying law that some citizens inside China, when they leave, they have to leave a deposit if they leave the first time. Is that still in effect, or am I completely wrong? Because not anyone from China can leave China to go to another country, right, to visit.
Yes, they can if they go to places that don't need a visa. For example, Thailand. Now everybody in China can go to Thailand without a visa. They just need to just be there.
But isn't there a restriction where you have to prove that you have a certain amount of money in your bank account to leave?
No.
Not anymore.
No. Unless you are going to countries where it requires a visa, then you need to apply for that visa first. But then what that country requires is different, right?
It's down to that
each country is different.
Yeah, it's down to that country. But if you go to a place where it doesn't need a visa, then you can just go. Yeah. But then I really hope we can have free access to more countries soon, because I personally, I love traveling, and it's kind of a hassle for me to apply for different visas, and it costs money as well. But it's always like mutual. When we have this 10-year visa thing to access US, US citizens now has the right to apply for like a 10-year visa to China as well. So my friend actually just got one, a 10-year visa to China. So it's like, it's always like political, right?
Yes,
like
you see, it's all political, and it's all to do with trade stuff and how the government works. It's a bit political for me. I'm not into that.
Yeah, so for me, whenever I want to travel to a different country, I check first if they need me to apply for a visa. And the different length of the days you can stay there is also different. It varies from different countries. Different, yeah. So,
interesting passport
and visa situation. Hong Kong residents, not resident, Hong Kong permanent residents actually have more have a freer access to the world in this sense, because they can.
A lot of countries, Hong Kong passport actually has more access for not needing the passport.
Yeah.
Because as like a trading
versus UK
center, right?
Apparently you. Your Hong Kong passport is really good for going to Israel.
Yeah.
I heard about it, I was like, whoa.
There's a lot of, like, odd countries that
Israel.
Even the British need visas, but you can just stroll in with a Hong Kong passport.
Seriously?
Yeah. You know, Israel?
Because it's between the governments. They've got their own agreements.
Yeah,
right?
It's the governments that make the agreements. So I got the both. I got the dual.
That's
so
the easiest. If you get a Hong Kong passport, that's actually one of my professors suggested, because he had that, right? So he said, if you had one Hong Kong passport and one Canadian passport, apparently, you can access to the most of the country in the world.
Yeah, same with me, Hong Kong passport and the British passport.
A Canadian.
So in Taiwan, for example,
and you can also access to
Hong Kong passport,
and
you need a visa for Taiwan. So I'll just stroll in with my British passport.
Yeah, same here.
And then for Singapore, you don't need one. No, Thailand.
Thailand, you
don't. I can't remember which one.
Singapore,
but
you don't need
Thailand, you sign on the
mainland
day.
China.
But I just use my
home return permit.
That one, see? Because so many countries need a visa to go to mainland China. But if you have a Hong Kong passport.
Home permit card.
That is really weird. Even if you had a Hong Kong passport, you can't go to China.
You can't. You have to have a. Because if you have a Hong Kong passport, that means you're actually born in Hong Kong. And therefore, you have a home visa permit, and you have to have that.
Yeah, you have to have the permit, otherwise you can't get it.
Yeah. Funny thing is, a colleague of mine who's American, and his wife is Singaporean, his son was born in Hong Kong, so his son has a Hong Kong ID, therefore he has a home permit visa to go to China, and he's American now, this little kid, baby. And he also has, by default, because he's born by an American dad, has a default American passport, but he also has an option to go for his mother's side, which is Singapore passport. So he's got like a three-way.
What do you mean an option? So he has to choose between Singapore and US?
No, he has to live in Singapore for at least 5 years and then get a PR. Because his mom...
He has to do military service. It's all really great area, really great. By theoretically, if you have an English, but not a Hong Kong passport, you shouldn't have another passport.
You shouldn't, yeah.
But then no one.
But
ever
the system, nobody. I think it flags up, but it does. The guys,
they don't give a poo.
They don't give a poo. Yeah.
Just relax. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever applied for a visa.
I have. Haven't you been to the US?
No. Nope. But I think you still need to apply for a visa even if you're a British passport. You still need a visa, right?
Really?
Yeah.
You said no.
No, it's not a. It's not the same visas you apply for. It's we just notice. Go and say, here, we're coming.
Yeah, okay, it's a notice you need to submit to the US embassy. With your passport number, say, yeah, I'm going to US on these dates. Stuff like that.
But Hong Kong, Hong Kong people have to as well. The same process. It's painful. It has like 7 full page of application you need to submit. And then you have like the super crazy. I paid like 100 something to take that freaking photo for that visa and then have like a digital one.
What about Japan?
I've never been there.
Apparently, British passport is visa free as well as a Hong Kong passport. They're visa free.
I wouldn't be surprised Hong Kong people go there fucking all the time.
All the time, don't they, right?
Japan all the time.
Maybe like, I have vacation, I'm going to Hong Kong. I'm going to Japan.
Tell me, like, again. Oh, well, again. Because the conversion rate's so low. Like, everything's there so cheap.
They just loop, they go to Taiwan, Korea, and Japan. That's all they go to, Hong Kong people.
Yeah, Taiwan's cheap. It's really cheap, and it's a good place, and it's nice, and it's a beautiful place.
I mean, I love Taiwan too, but I'm just saying, if you can choose, you choose to go to somewhere you haven't been.
Hong Kong passport needs a visa.
Taiwan.
Yeah, but you can land and get
an
entry visa.
The worst visa I've ever applied for is when I went to India.
Oh, a couple of months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. So you apply online for an e-visa.
Electronic visa,
so e-visa, meaning you don't have to submit any paperwork.
Suppose,
okay. But then, you had to submit, like, your passport scans and all that jazz.
Yeah.
So, all fine, going through the website, filled in the forms, all fine, normal. And then, when they approve, it's literally a guy from an office, and they says, okay.
A guy in an
office, and sends you an email to confirm that your visa's been approved. And all he says is, okay.
But where's your... the form was your printed certificate thingy or
exactly so I emailed him back and he's like I'll just print the email. I said your email says okay.
I showed the email
two letters okay.
That was
who the hell are you?
Okay,
are you
okay
so this is a traditional system, right? The logical system. You apply online for a visa, right? And you expect to get like a PDF, right, saying your visa is approved, your visa application number, then your photo, and here's your
detail. Print it out.
Print it out and take it, or take a digital copy.
Yeah.
That's what normal people expect.
Yeah.
But the Indian embassy, you email you go through the website, you apply, you submit all your forms, and then you get an email back from just a normal guy's email, and it says, okay, approved.
And then that's it.
And that's it.
There's nothing, no file.
Nothing to print out, nothing.
Yeah. And then, so I emailed him and said, so what do I need to bring? And he said, just print this email, it's fine.
Bring this email?
Just print, okay.
Can I just reply that and say to you, okay? Yeah.
Thanks.
And my friend, who is Pakistani, wanted to go to the same trip.
To India.
They have a nightmare. Yeah. There.
But they two are like, conflicts.
They never replied to him.
He
didn't.
Oh, he couldn't go through?
He didn't.
Because he didn't get the 2 letters. Okay.
They didn't deny him.
Not okay.
They just kept saying, processing. Still processing.
Delaying. Still processing.
They're probably doing a million background checks, aren't you?
No, they just didn't submit it. They didn't,
So those, I'm not being, precious or anything like that, but aren't those countries, but a lot of the countries around the world are very corrupt like that, aren't they? If two countries are in conflict, it's going to take time, delay you and stuff like that. It's
But then again, isn't it for your own safety in a way as well?
Well, to be honest with you, what does the passport say?
If I was his friend, I wouldn't actually go into India and then announce, hey, I'm Pakistani,
But in your passport, doesn't say that the... whatever passport you get,
make a cavity search.
Give you protection, all that kind of stuff. I don't think so.
The passport. Yeah, like, you will not find a Pakistan embassy there.
But
that's the visa.
Another thing is Europe is very strange. In the EU, because UK is not in the EU, are they?
UK's in the Schengen
Agreement.
I don't even know what that word means. What
that's,
language
that's
is
Constant
Das? Das Engine is it's a place in, I think, in somewhere in Germany?
Switzerland,
or Switzerland?
I don't know.
Where they made the agreement that if
that,
you're EU, you get...
Brussels,
yeah.
Oh, it's messed up.
Visa-free travel within all of European states or countries.
Okay, I applied for that one, and it took me forever and again, so I submitted those, I don't know how many pages,
what's
probably
that?
Seven
European
again.
Visa?
Yeah. Years ago. And then... I went to Europe.
Wait a minute, are you just like applying for every single country in the world?
No, but Europe I need to, yeah. But I need to apply for one, right? So it's like Schengen, or whatever that pronounces. So it allows me to go to every European country except UK.
Yes!
Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? We don't want any foreign people in heaven. The nasty.
We don't like bringing people.
We don't want stars.
That's the only thing that's protecting the UK.
Horrible.
Right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
No H5N1s.
No, but it's because of the immigrants coming through, or migrants, or refugees, you call them. There's rest stopped up at France.
Yeah. No, sorry. You're not
right?
saying
that. So think about it, right? Right now, because of the English Channel and because of the agreement in the Sunday
You guys,
agreement.
Selfish three guys.
Have you seen how big UK is? It's a little dinky island.
It's an island, yeah. No bigger than Guangdong.
Exactly.
Okay,
it's like,
fine.
It's
too
like,
small
yeah.
for that.
It's like it's an equivalent of whole of Shenzhen moving to Hong Kong.
Well, we say that, right? We say that, we praise it, and then we leave this beautiful small island to come to this even... smaller
crazy,
and
yeah.
less green
yeah.
and
but we take our prejudice with us yeah.
and even if we have all that restriction it's still occupied by Chinese anyway because
yeah.
it's the same everywhere. I went to France, it was like all Chinese. Oh, that's from Shanghai, that group is from Wuhan, that group is from Beijing. Oh, I went to another place, it's like, oh, this group is from Beijing, this group is from Shanghai. Same anywhere.
What do you think? Question.
Yeah.
UK in or out
of Europe?
Yeah.
Out.
You think? I think no.
Of course, yes. In it.
In.
You want it in? Well, give me some points.
Because if you're out, it's really hard for people to get back in.
Oh, that's an out then.
No, that's fine. that's fine.
Right, okay. Imagine UK was in right now. Everything will be literally right, and this is no joke.
But when they say in now, do they mean in?
Completely in.
Completely in.
Euro.
No special.
Euro currency.
No. No way.
And aww. Assignment lots of. Refugees going in,
yes.
That's assigned to you, you can't say no. You have to pump in how many billions
yep.
per year into
yep.
European fund.
Yeah.
So Macedonia is dying, right? They're going bankrupt. You still have to fork money to pay for their whatever, right?
So can they just keep the same situation right now?
And every country can live, and right now it is. They're already, you go to Peterborough, right? Peterborough. It's a proper English town. There's literally... 60-70% Polish people there. You go to Bradford, another English town.
He's named it all dumps.
Yeah, you say that though, but
it's
we're
all...
Chinese and we grew up in UK.
Yeah, but they come in droves, man, and talking.
That's the problem as well.
And
between,
they name
well,
the country, they name the streets
there's
Polish
a, no, there's
streets.
There's a difference
things.
Between the Chinese immigrants in UK and other immigrants, and you know even the Chinese and the Indians and the West. The Chinese and the Indians they integrate into the society.
They integrate, yeah.
Do they really?
Yes.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah, they
do. They
do.
Look at the second
yeah.
gen, right? Okay, the
second,
first gen, you're looking at, oh, they look at casinos and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But now nobody goes.
The second, third generation
yeah,
is
true.
All integrated now. Yeah.
It's all integrated.
Yeah, but
now.
It's not going to happen with the European immigrants. First
that's
generation
it.
Is going to be
that's
segregated.
It. This is where the English or UK have done it wrong. They've done this thing called multiculturalism, which doesn't work. Right? Which means that whatever culture you are from, come along and you keep your culture. Do whatever it is that your culture does and live in UK. You're not integrated in the society.
Mm.
Right? You're not. Like, how many... Now is better. 10 years ago, I was with my mates going to Cardiff City football matches, right? I was the only Chinese there. And I was going to the pubs, drinking. I was literally integrated into society. I was one of them. There was one of me. They look at me as no different, right? But you don't see any of that. You know.
No, but even when we were growing up, there was us three hanging out with the Guaylos, with everyone else.
Because we're integrated, part of the culture.
But also, there's a lot of Chinese that we grew up with.
And they would stick
together
as
well.
They will not integrate.
Yeah.
They will not integrate.
I think that's common with any.
Anywhere.
Yeah. No. But it's the volume as well.
Yeah, the volume.
When we're talking about the Chinese when we first went to UK, there was maybe what one in every 10,000. But we're talking about the whole city right now. It's like 60% Polish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't integrate. You want them to integrate back into you.
Yeah. So it's different. Imagine you were one of the 60% Polish, right? I want to go to a Polish store. I want to see a Polish doctor because they speak my language. They have to cater everything for that Polish community.
Too much, too fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
It can't integrate.
That is true.
And then the EU wants more.
Yeah.
And they just can't do that no more.
The
UK in the last 20 years has lost its own identity.
Identity, yeah.
You say it's tiny, but it ruled most of the world one time. Remember that in history?
One time.
But in 20 years, all that identity just went.
It's gone, man.
People think,
but mind you, the Second World War cost them a lot of money.
But that could be just down to bad management from the
parliament. They had to sell a lot of the countries out.
Versus
Newfoundland. That's all theirs. They sold it to Canada or US. Because they can't afford it. They pay off their war debts. Yep.
But did you know Germany still pays like something silly like 40% of the tax? Or contributes 40% of the tax to the EU?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the war debt.
Well.
As a war.
Measure. I would expect them to. But yeah, what the things they've done. Oh, God.
Still.
Friggin' Nazis.
And then
you do not want that come back, man. The horror stories I tell. Because when I was in school, there was a couple of my teachers. Their parents were literally in the Second World War. My teacher's parents, and the horror stories that they used to tell me us. Oh my God, it's crazy. But that's the history anyway. That's history. Yeah.
But then they had to pay.
Have you ever?
But do they have to still pay though?
Fine.
I think they still pay. I mean, I think in the EU, any country that's doing well and on an economic scale, the more well you do, the more money you pump in.
Vote in UN then.
Germany.
Germany
doesn't have an army. They don't have an army.
Yeah.
The EU, the world will allow Germany to have an army.
Good.
They have. Do you know what they have? They have NATO. Which is US.
Which is UK.
UK and US.
Same as Japan.
Yeah.
Japan and a little bit of France. Yeah.
But Japan now want their own army now. They've been trying to vote for their own army. And luckily...
Yes, we should have a Japanese army.
Luckily, the five countries in the United Nations, the big ones, the big guys...
Nobody's going
to... Right?
Because it's one more dinner.
Russia.
Those
nukes.
China, France, UK and US. And one time, the Japanese wanted to get in.
Nobody.
They couldn't get it all voted out. So, with those guys at the top, at the moment, everything is kind of...
It's changing.
Yeah.
Everything's changing now.
Because we'll have to have five votes to do anything.
Countries, you know why, originally?
They have nuclear power.
They were the first five countries that have nuclear weapons. If China didn't have it, would it be? We would have been. Luckily, Russians helped China to give the.
But the nukes in China are probably like about 40-year-old.
They bought the X.
You know, it's
X.
We got 2,000 missiles, but then you press a button, there's like only one word of fire.
But North Korea just suddenly.
That's not
had
the current
a
China.
Miniature nuclear
current
weapon.
China, the military power is crazy. We pay so much just for that.
What? For the.
Military.
Oh, not compared to the US. Do you know how much they spend a year?
No, China's spent. They're overtaking US now.
China spends so much on the internet now.
US are spending, have a guess how much a year on military?
Ask Google.
Like
ask Google.
That's trillion. What we should do. We should have debates like this and then we should ask Google.
Literally, I think it's like $1 trillion every year.
More than that.
It's more than that.
Isn't it?
That's how much they maybe admit to.
All right.
They pay their $1 trillion on the lunch.
Are you doing China or US?
Both.
Okay. The US by far the most. It's just crazy. And then you think about all the bloody healthcare and all the other troubles they're having, economy-wise, they could use somebody.
US is top, the rank at the top.
Mm. How much?
$692 billion.
Call it a trillion.
Yeah.
And then
yearly.
China ranked second.
How much?
100 billion.
Mm. Oh. And their army size is probably five times more.
But that China. Is the
China has the biggest army.
Exactly.
That's the statistic from
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
That's the statistic from 2011.
And not everybody can go into the China army. The those guys are selected. They're the best apparently.
They're selected when they're kids.
Yeah.
Do you know how much about how much US Army they spend on the R&D?
Yeah, that's
on the cutting edge. It's like one of those stealth bombers costs like a trillion. But then how much, one of those stealth bombers nobody else has.
Yeah.
So he just goes into your country.
What?
You know,
they are though, because US are basically like arms dealers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, nobody have a war, but who wants guns? Nobody fight, who wants guns?
You
have the best gun.
What's that film called?
America.
The Lord, is it?
Yeah,
it's like, okay,
but you better buy some guns.
I mean, we talk about drones. The US drones, they were used to go.
Yeah.
Don't even have news a guy. It's some guy in New York controlling it.
I know.
You know?
But it's there's one thing about, I think it was it Afghanistan or which country? Iraq, when they invaded, right? So, they were there for how many years, right? Was it like 15 years or
it
whatever?
Like,
and they left there. They trained up
times,
the local army,
times.
The Afghan army, or the Iraqi army, to protect themselves. So they gave them all the military stuff, right? Hummers, tanks, all the guns, all the weapon there. And then they left. The US left. It was a couple of years ago, they left, right? So the Iraqis were protecting them by themselves. But they didn't know how to fucking fight. Then the insurgents came in.
ISIS.
They literally just rolled over the local army and nicked all their fucking weapons. Hummers, tanks.
They didn't nick them. Because they just abandoned them.
Yeah, but we abandoned
them.
So they just took it. And that's why you see on the news that your US has given the IS all the weapons.
It doesn't matter. Do you know why, though? Even if they leave the stuff. Because everything, basically, all the equipment that the US has is 10 years ahead of everyone else. You can have that gun if you want. We've got something 10 years better that can probably shoot round the wall round to you before you pick it up. It doesn't matter. So that's why all the other countries now, they're spending like so much more money, like China, so much money on army. But it doesn't matter.
But it does matter because they're like leaving their shit everywhere. It's like a kid, right? Just leaving his toys everywhere. And then people picking them up and then they're like, don't use my guns. I'm going to shoot you. And then they cause a war.
You're still developing tech, which is like 10 years behind US stuff.
Yeah. Well, then if they didn't need their shit around everywhere, they didn't have to develop new ones.
No, they're developing new ones all the time. I mean, they've got stuff which you wouldn't... I mean, they're working on lasers already. They already have lasers.
Yeah.
This is the thing. One day, what if aliens are coming? You know,
they're
watching too many films, man.
What I mean is, they're always upgrading.
Yeah.
Shit, is it?
Probably shit.
What?
I've seen the previous
Independence
Day.
Two.
Yeah.
I want to know if alien really exists.
They do.
How do you know?
Because you have to run SETI.
On
your laptop.
Oh, no.
SETI. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence. SETI. It's coming back up now. They're pushing it.
It went down?
No, I mean, it kind of died down, didn't it? Because the folding took over. Folding of molecules or proteins.
Oh, yeah.
Because
killing cancers.
Because people finally realize they're actually cured for cancer.
Yeah.
They never released it, that's all.
That's right.
It's slightly more important.
Yeah. But now they're thinking now fighting aliens are more important now because of the current situation without, you know, global warming.
With the economy.
So basically, our country's fucked. We need to find another
way. Yeah.
Our world is focused. I'm Greek. We got no money. Let's find an alien.
Yeah. So... Right now, there was a story of one guy who thought he found an alien. There was a blimp.
I need a new house.
But it turned out it wasn't a blimp. It was a pulsar. A pulsar which...
What's a pulsar?
A pulsar is an exploding star which emitted a huge amount of gamma rays. And gamma rays are so powerful that it goes through billions and billions of light years. No problem. In a flash. It was faster than light. It's like crazy. That's quantum fucking shit, which I don't even know. Yeah, so he thought he found one, but he wasn't. I reckon there are aliens out there.
You think?
In fact, those aliens are already here.
There he goes.
Have you ever slept in the night and you felt something that it was like pushing you down?
That's called your wife.
Not that. But I meant...
Thanksgiving up, Wiz.
Yeah. Well, what I meant was, like, it felt like a presence.
Yeah. Alien.
And when you open your eyes, you couldn't move. So, yeah, I think there's aliens up there. And think about it, right? How can we, in a short matter of space and time, from the 1940s or 50s, when they found that alien craft in Roswell.
God, Roswell.
Well, check it out. From there, we went to the moon in 20 years.
You know, that's fake, probably.
Right? But talking to current scientists now, they say it's literally impossible to actually travel to the moon and actually land and walk there. Yeah, you've got probes that land there, but actually a physical one person. Apparently, by the time you get out to this moon, the radiation is so strong, it'll kill you. Even if you put up protection on. Yep. So, that, my friend, is one thing. So,
You wouldn't be watching too much television. You've been watching The X-Files, haven't you?
I've been watching The X-Files, I'm not thinking like that.
But yeah, radiation kills, man. So that's one thing. Aliens.
So how did we get to Tobo? Get to freaking aliens and then Winston's wife.
We're from Tobo to visas to aliens.
It's a logical flow. Think about it. Tobo.
That's what goes in your head.
So Tobo is China.
You consumed a lot of
China.
Things.
And then from China, we talked about how hard it was to get visas.
Aliens.
And then visas. And then where do you go after that?
How the hell with warfare?
And the war.
Warfare.
Visas, countries, then.
Warfare.
Countries are fighting each other, and the warfare, and then weapons, and then weapons, and then they went to.
Look for aliens.
Yeah, aliens. Like.
Because we consume all the
resources
on the earth, and then we have to go find another home.
That's right.
Quick,
that's a logical flow.
That's a tangent. Oh, Jesus.
The magic of Funky Kid Podcast.
Yes. Anything goes, as long as it's a good story to tell.
That's it for the 30-something podcast.
Bye!
Bye.